In a world crying out for a top 10 show. John Rocha and Matt Nost are here to bring you the top 10. Take it away, boys. Welcome, everybody, to our spoiler review of Spider-Man Far From Home. This is the top 10. I am John Rocha.
I am Matt Nost, and I like the spoiler right out the gate, you know?
I got to get it out the gate.
Yeah.
I always forget about it. You always catch us and make everybody remind and remember that it is a spoiler review, and I always mess that up, so there we go.
Well, it's not really mess it up.
Well, I forget to say it.
Well, you do the preamble,
yeah.
Lead up to, and then boom, say the name, and then whatever. And then I fill in some gaps.
That's true. That's
and fair. Then you do too, and we back and forth, and there our show is, and people pay to listen to it and come out to see it live.
That's right.
It's a bunch of bullshit, and we thank you every time. It's fantastic. But so it's pure spoilers.
Yes.
If you haven't seen the movie or don't want it ruined, please, you know, thank you. Listen away.
Yes.
Otherwise, thank you for the download. Thank you for the stream. Thank you for the view on YouTube.
Right.
All of it. And so your thoughts?
I really enjoyed the movie. I had a really great time in the theater. It was great to, you know, spend some more time with Tom Holland as Peter Parker and as Spider-Man. Zendaya as MJ, Ned. Seeing that world. Jake Gyllenhaal was fantastic, I thought, in the part of Mysterio.
Yeah.
I might have some issues with how Mysterio came to be, which is a pattern of the MCU films, honestly, with a lot of their villains. But overall, I have to say that I walked out of that theater feeling really great about it and didn't feel like they dropped the ball from Homecoming.
Okay. About the point of the villains, I instantly thought of Civil War.
Because, right. With Baron Zemo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another normal individual. But you have to do that every once
in a while.
They can't all be elementals.
Right, right.
Like it is in this movie. All of a sudden, you know, this pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It kind of makes Nick Fury look a little incompetent.
Well, until you find out that it actually isn't Nick Fury by at the end of the movie.
Because
Nick Fury is up in the space station the whole time. This is Talos Nick Fury. So he's the Skrull the whole time. So it's actually not Nick Fury at all.
Hold on. Repeat that?
Didn't you stay for the end of the movie?
I stayed for the first.
Yeah, you didn't stay for the second one?
No.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah, in the second one, is the second post-credit scene, you find out that Nick Fury and Maria Hill the whole time were actually the two Skrulls from Captain Marvel, the Ben Mendelsohn character and his wife. Yeah, so the whole movie, it wasn't Nick Fury and it wasn't Maria Hill. It was, and then you go, he calls into Nick Fury, who's up in a space station, which is essentially S.W.O.R.D., which is another version of S.H.I.E.L.D., but out in space.
S.W.O.R.D.
So that was the big thing, which basically sets up, I think, Phase 4 and then Captain Marvel 2. But yeah, so you find that. So, because I understand
it's the next version, though. S.H.I.E.L.D., it's S.W.O.R.D., is Chariot next?
Chariot might be next.
Oh, and then Archers, and then we're just going to build right up, and eventually it'll just be fucking lasers. This is the laser. This is the best. Top of the line. Whatever has been replaced by mass destructive force that we come up with at that point. So I had one of the stranger experiences at the theater.
Yeah, break it down.
Colored my perception of it, so I thought it was just okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Movie starts off, first 5 minutes, four seats down, little kid.
Oh, Jesus.
3 years old. This is at IMAX.
Oh.
At night.
At 3 years old?
3-4. Mommy, it's Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Man.
Finally, they got the kid to shut up. Yeah. He goes away. Couple next to me, she's like, okay, so who is that? And he is explaining the movie. Now, they stop at the action sequences, which thankfully is other points. But
yeah.
He even got in on board with it when Peter was vacillating as to what he should do with MJ.
Yeah.
Like the second time really going through it in the movie. And she's like, out of nowhere, he just goes, just do it, bro. Like
Jesus Christ!
Me. But the best, the topper. This never
happened. More?
Oh my God! Never happened to me. This is where it takes it to. Is like, what is going on in this?
Yeah,
we are an hour and 40 minutes into the movie, right?
Yeah,
it is right before the penultimate. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I don't know where two people come up and they've got like popcorn and drinks and all that, and they're shimming and they stop. I am in 11. My wife is in 12. Some other random person is in 13. And
right.
They're like, oh, we're seats 12 and 13. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? And they're like, this goes on for like 10 seconds. My wife goes, what showing are you going to?
Yeah.
And they're like, of the 8:45. And you're like, this is the 6:30.
Yeah.
And this took like 45 seconds. Yeah. In the middle of it. And then comes back and like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on screen. I'm just so out of my element. So I was disconnected from the story as a whole. It was a fucking terrible experience.
Oh, that sounds terrible, dude.
IMAX at the, up in Burbank.
Oh, yeah. Pff, no surprise. Burbank, man. I don't go see movies in that in the Valley. I just don't, man. People, they have no respect for what's going on.
It depends on where you go.
I think I've only ever gone like in the daytime to the Valley to go see a movie. Like I'll go at 1 o'clock or 11 o'clock, but I will not go after five.
I can't remember the name of it. There was one up on Victory because I lived right around the corner.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I've seen a bunch of movies there. They're dirt cheap.
Yep.
Dirt cheap.
Yep.
Arclight Sherman Oaks.
That's good.
It's a good theater. I mean, it depends on where you want to extend the Valley to.
Yeah. I would pretty much keep it North Hollywood or Burbank. That's what I think of as the Valley. Everything outside of that. Okay. In terms of movie, because I don't go venture out past Sherman Oaks, so I don't go.
I'm not talking about
Riverside and shit. Yeah,
well, that's the other direction.
Fair.
So you're talking Sherman Oaks. Now you're talking up to
what's past Sherman?
Thousand.
Oh, Oaks. Thousand Oaks, right?
And then you're talking about like going that direction. Yeah. You have to go through Encino first, and then you go over, and then it's
Woodland Hills, right?
Woodland Hills. Yeah, Woodland Hills is the north side of it.
Right. Right.
So that's what abuts at the very top. That's the very top of the fucking valley. I had a buddy that lived up there, so I go up there every once in a while.
Oh, right on, man.
I had a nice, huge house and a pool and chill out.
Sweet.
It was dope.
That's the way to go. So those experiences colored your...
Yeah. So I was taken out of the movie numerous times when they're having these emotional moments and he has to explain to her what's going on.
Oh, my God.
I know. Drove me nuts.
My God.
And... the shittier thing on top of that, I never watched trailers.
Okay.
I didn't know what Peter Tingle was until the day before I was watching a YouTube video.
Oh, no.
And that came up as the ad, and it was the first 5 seconds, and I didn't mute it in time. So I saw that, and it was like, it's the only joke that has a callback, and they call it back a couple times, and eventually Happy. It's like, you had to do the Peter Tingle thing? But I love the fact that they're just now getting into Spidey sense.
Yes, yeah.
I find that very cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But take your time. He's got to build into this as opposed to...
It's true. He's a new hero, so the things are going to come.
He's a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before it exhibited itself much earlier in every other iteration, even in comic books as well. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he took this long, it's like, okay, all right, that's interesting.
Yeah. Did you like Jake Gyllenhaal as Mr.? Did you like the whole story?
I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It does not bother me that he's just a normal dude trying to manipulate the world around him. I can't believe... I mean, his plan is pretty stupid.
Right.
There's no way you can keep this up.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually, you're going
to
get found.
So what? You just have to kill everybody? That's your goal?
Right.
But the little video...
That really worked.
That, of course, in today's modern culture...
Exactly.
That works, you know, very well.
Yeah. Talking heads... manipulating video for their own purposes. Yeah. I mean, it was so topical, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then having Jay Jonah reveal, that was really fascinating because that rarely, rarely happens in the comics to Peter, depending on the storyline that you're reading Spider-Man with. Jay Jonah, I think, is only found out through Civil War when he registered as Peter Parker and then maybe a couple other times, but it's never been a big part of, because it kind of removes that enjoyment you have of the fact that Peter Parker works for J. Jonah, but J. Jonah hates Spider-Man so much. So to have J. Jonah now in this MCU version know that Peter Parker's Spider-Man is great.
Everybody.
Yeah, well, right. Everybody.
That's a matter of public record now. So everybody that he knows and interacts with is in danger.
Is in danger, right. Which has always been Peter's thing, which is in the comic books and in every version of him is like, well, how many people are in danger because I'm Spider-Man? Can I have a normal life? Or am I always putting these people in danger who love me, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that.
Which killed me about, I guess it didn't really matter in hindsight looking back, that scene where it's Happy and MJ and the douchey kid.
Yeah.
And whatever, they're all in that, the Tower of England throne room or
the jewel room, the crown or whatever jewels it is. And all that,
when he reveals, you know, I'm with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But the reveal later, once we find out that everybody knows who Spider-Man is, it doesn't matter. But it's just like, well, why are you choosing these characters? Is it because in the next one, this is going to be the core tribe?
It seems like
to bounce off of, and then now she's coming with the new girl's character. I cannot remember her name.
Ooh, Betty Brant, the blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, Betty Brant, yeah. She's a part of the Spider-Man comics as well.
Okay.
She ends up working for the Daily Bugle in the comics.
Okay.
As a reporter.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Ned is the one that's the new addition from the traditional.
Yeah, no, Peter I knew Parker, that.
Right, because he's Miles Morales.
But it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You need a friend for him.
You do.
If you're not going to have the MJ thing be the big deal, you got to have a friend.
Well, you're asking too much of a 15-year-old, 16-year-old
mm-hmm. exactly.
to be able to do this without some sort of individual helping, whether it's emotional support
right.
or just actually, you know, when he's the man at the computer.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is to come back and say, I'm still that guy. Mm-hmm. She may have gotten in between us, but we're yeah. still us.
Did you like the MJ stuff? Did you like her figuring out that he was Spider-Man?
That's when they talked most. Oh, so I was completely Jesus. Disconnected from all of it. Every Fuck. Time it was any emotional scene, they're like, "Oh, do you think this is going to be it?"
Fuck.
So you got to be fucking kidding me.
I don't understand that.
Dude, IMAX prime time. So it's the AMC Stubbs Pass, man. It's killing the experience.
Yeah, and that's one of the negative things about people being able to watch movies at their houses now is they bring that experience to the fucking theater. Like, they can't delineate between a movie theater and their fucking living room.
Well,
and they have these conversations they would have in their living rooms.
Yeah, true.
It's so frustrating.
And if you don't know diddly shit, why are you paying the premium to go at the high demand?
Yeah.
This should be full of fans.
I see the point you're making. That Stubbs, because they allow people to pay just $20 a month, go to IMAX screens.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't have like
there's
it doesn't
no
eliminate
financial stake.
People. Yeah.
So now it's just watered it down to okay, anybody can go to. It used to price out the people that were willing to do that.
Yeah,
that's why I liked going to ArcLight. It was the most expensive, but it was worth the extra dollar to $2 and be like, there's way less of a chance.
Yeah.
Because everybody here is valuing this experience more.
Right.
It still
right.
happens. Happened to me at Sherman Oaks once after I bragged about how good ArcLight was to my wife. Take her to the Sherman Oaks one the first time. Dude wouldn't shut up.
Fuck.
But we got in free because when I went and saw World War Z, the projection stopped at the Hollywood ArcLight.
Right.
For a minute. And they at the end of it, they were just handing out free passes. Mm-hmm. Here, take two passes. Come back and see us. No problem.
Yeah.
Happily do that. Happily. But yeah, I prefer anywhere that you actually, on some level, have to pay for.
That's one of the gifts of being able to go see these movies ahead of time at press screenings, because you don't have to worry about that shit because everybody's there, like, understands and respects the experience.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'll have somebody who talks too much or gets a little too weird in their reactions, a little too verbose, or draws attention to themselves. I'm not going to mention a name of a certain person that has known for doing that, that we know we've gone to see certain screenings of as Collider. And he's someone no one wants to sit next to because we know that he's going to. But like, that's really rare. So that's one of the gifts. Like, I get spoiled by that. You know what I'm saying? Because like, it drives me nuts when I go to a regular theater with anybody and that kind of shit happens. I really have almost zero patience for it. Like, I will turn around and tell someone to shut up or tell them, hey, do this at your house. Or if they kick the back of my chair, you get a 3-kick rule. The 4th kick is me turning around and giving you a fucking dead eye.
It also, well... It's changed now that I have my wife with me.
Oh, okay.
I am much... If I'm alone...
Yeah.
Like, I did that to a guy, and he was... his phone was ringing.
Holy shit.
And it went off twice. And on the second one, I just turned to him and was like, are you serious with this? And he got up and left the theater.
Good.
Yeah. But he... What God was like, oh my... And just kind of, like, scurry up. But there's only, like, 9-10 people in there. I would still do it. If it was just me with them, I would... Hey, man. I
can hear your
conversation. Right. Can you keep it down just a little bit, please? Please. Just give it to him as quiet as I can, as respectfully. I'm not doing this to dress you down in front of your lady.
Right.
I am asking a simple question.
Yeah.
If you can't, we might have a problem.
I hate the people that turn on their phones and then just play. Like, I went to a film one time recently, man. And this guy was playing his video game on his phone the whole time during the movie. And
I've never had that.
Oh, my God. And I was just like, why the fuck are you even here? Like, you're watching this movie as if you're in your living room playing on your fucking phone and you're distracting everybody else around you.
Yeah.
You know? Those people should be shot. You know, my honest opinion, man. I'm sorry.
Those people should be
put in some kind of jail.
The people that put their cart right next to the cart area, cart alley, corral thing, they just put it right next to, literally shot on sight. Shot on fucking sight. Or they put it in the parking space right next to it. Dude, guy out there, right there, boom, back of the head. Put two in there, professional. Fuck, take them out. I'm with you. Certain stupid things would be like, you lazy cunt. You just lazy fucking cunt. I understand if it's like they only have one and you had to park out in the middle of nowhere. Of it's like, I'll give you that one if you got kids or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Extraneous.
It's a
like,
bear, yeah, to bring
yeah,
it all
even
back.
It sucks I see it later, but at the same time, if I understood the story, I'd be like, I side with you 1,000%, it's fine.
Right.
But it's just that. It's like, right there? Really?
Yeah. I think there's a way to be a benevolent dictator. I think there's a way. I think there's a way.
So long as it's that individual's way. That's the thing.
Exactly.
That's the hopefully benevolence shines upon you your entire life. I rule with an iron fist.
Yes, but I think I would agree. I think I'm doing what's for the greater good. It's killing these people who are, or just banning them from movie theaters. Like in a game, sports games. Like people who yell out offensive or racist language and get caught doing it, they should be banned for the rest of the season or for years. I think you should do that with movie theater people too. If you get caught on your phone and it's not a fucking emergency, like a lot of people use that, oh, it could be an emergency. If it's not an emergency, you're out there texting or whatever, blah, 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 then they take your phone. Well, they take you and you can't come back.
If it is an emergency, get up.
Yeah, get out of
and go handle this somewhere because it's a fucking emergency.
Yeah, someone will fill you in on what you missed.
Is this a really, I need to handle this right now? Or is it just like, yeah, you know, tacos sound good. Should be done here in 45 minutes, and then I gotta validate my parking, walk out to the car, and then deal with the traffic. So I'll be, you're like, I don't need you, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
But I like that we went from the absurdity of double tapping people to the racism.
Well, I just mean like
racism. I'm good. No,
I just mean like, banning. Okay, banning people.
I'm with you on shit like that. It's a no brainer.
right,
100%.
Alex Sakos tagged you in the Facebook group and he was like, I didn't like the logic of this movie, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, I can't wait till Matt Nose reviews it because Matt Nose dissects the logic. Can you help Chris out?
Unfortunately, literally, I was so checked out at so many different points.
Yeah.
I was not emotionally resonant.
Oh, no.
I wasn't invested enough to sit here and try and break down the logical aspects of.
Fair enough.
I just like, whatever, you know?
Right. Poor Chris. Do you walk out of this? Did you walk out of the theater though? Like, okay, I'm good. Like, it wasn't terrible. It was good, and I can't wait to see a third one. Did you feel that way at all?
I'm definitely ready for a third one.
Okay, cool.
I think I'm done with the high school stuff.
Yeah, we're kind of at that wall, right? Where he has to make the jump.
Can't keep. And now that he exposed him, they all know, so he can't be there anyway. So it divorces them going forward. Mm-hmm. That at times to me, when I could watch. Dragged it down a little bit. Just like, I get that he has to deal with all this and he just wants to be a kid. And that's really the struggle of this.
Yeah.
Is trying to find. And then you're basically forced into a position where you have no choice at the end. Mm-hmm. But so hopefully going forward, you know, we do more spidey things.
Yeah.
We've done some spidey things. This is Spider-Man, what we've done so far. Yeah. And there are other Spider-Mans. Let's go explore some other Spider-Mans.
There are. It was interesting that they didn't touch on Sinister Six at all. Like, all that stuff they laid the groundwork for in Homecoming, none of it was really touched on.
Okay.
Like, Scorpion and Vulture and Chameleon. I mean, I forget what the other ones are that are part of the Sinister. Like, none of that was touched on. And even called back to or anything like that. So, I wonder if they're going to find their way back to it in the third one.
They have to.
Right?
At some point.
Yeah, they have to.
They're going to, like... Walking out of this is like, well, at least I know I'm going to get a third and even possibly a fourth
because
he's still young.
Yeah.
And you could age with this character. And debunking the multiple universe.
Yeah. That was great. The multiverse. Yeah.
Yeah. So then does Spider-Man animated that stands alone and it's doing its own storyline.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yep.
I like both of those realities you do with this shit. Because then it just becomes Doctor Strange meets not with Peter Parker's abilities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, we already have a Doctor Strange for all that abstract.
Exactly.
And Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. And we need somebody that's just friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Keep it chill. Saves New York again. Good for you, man. He did look at times like against the elementals because he wasn't effective.
Yeah.
But if it takes so many of those drones to make the illusion, if even if he's firing at random, he'd be picking one off every once and again.
Don't you think? And yeah. Like when MJ discovered it, you were like, I figure Peter would, like, there's so many drones. Peter would have at least flown or swung into one of them by accident. There's too much X factors in the situation with, what's his face, Monsieur controlling the whole thing, Quentin Beck, and then everybody involved in it. But all those drones, you can't control what the other person involved in an equation will do.
Yeah.
So they could, he could have flown it or been knocked into certain situations. Yeah.
Well, especially when you see the last battle, how many it takes to make this huge illusion. You see the interior, you're like, okay, we'll scale that backwards then.
Right, right.
And so now you would need, for that one, they go against the molten the lava last one.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, what they call that? A quarter the size or something?
Yeah.
It still has.
Yeah.
Enough to where him flinging web would do more than catch one projector. Just has to.
And him getting knocked away from it or knocked down from it or like when the tower is tumbling over. You told me the tower, none of those bricks at any of those any of those drones, all that in the first one with the water one, that there's too much involved in it. So that's a suspension of disbelief you have to have in those moments.
How this thing has power in the moment and whatnot can actually affect, unless it's a drone keeping the illusion and then basically flying into Parker.
Right.
It's the only way you're going to contain. So that's then it has to have, how is it affecting the physical world?
Right.
Like, I was thinking about that once they did the reveal, but at the same time, I was like, meh.
Yeah.
He's got to explain that to her, so maybe I'll relive that again as opposed to paying attention to what the fuck's going on right now.
I know, it was kind of a cheap reveal for me because I mean, I kind of called it a few months ago, and I'm not the only one. I think other people felt that way, too, that the multiverse wasn't going to be a real thing in this movie. But a lot of people were like, oh, it's kind of that's a big deal to throw into a movie at the end of a phase, and is the MCU viewing public who watches feature films ready for that, blah, blah, blah. And I just thought to myself, well, his name is Mysterio. He's supposed to delude you. And so when it came about that it wasn't a real thing, I wasn't surprised, but a lot of people were like, oh, what a swerve, what a turn, you won't see it coming. I was like, well, what are you talking about? Do you know the characters or not? So,
yeah, though the pivot was coming.
Yeah. I mean, when you're handling the battles of the last four of the Elementals an hour into the movie, you know that there's another hour worth of shit.
Well, they've just succeeded.
Yeah. Right.
You show up at the last stage, but they've already defeated two Elementals.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Right.
Or three Elementals. Now we got the biggest one, Parker. Yeah. You just happened to. That was the thing in Venice.
Yeah.
So they knew that Peter got the glasses.
Right.
They knew that he was gifted the glasses.
Yeah.
How did they know that exactly?
Good question.
Yeah. Because when it showed up in Venice, I'm like, this is really fucking convenient.
Yeah.
That he just happens to be there. And you start thinking about it. I'm like, okay, well, they never really showed us that.
Right.
But they seem to know everything else that Stark was up to, so quite possibly they could have figured that out.
True, good point. Yeah.
They're all former. I mean, that's a lot of disgruntled employees.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of tells you something about Tony Stark.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
This number of individuals planned mutiny and were okay with killing civilians?
Yeah.
You weren't the best example.
Well, no, I mean, and the truth is, that's the thing. Just because Stark changed, it didn't mean his corporation changed.
True.
Because they all got into it for making weapons of mass destruction to be sold all over the world. So to think that you could change the entire culture of a company because you changed, it's a rarity, to say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To say the very least.
Okay. So overall, what's your feeling on it?
I need to see it again before I actually give it a true rating.
Okay.
For me. It was fine. I'm sure. Thankfully, my wife couldn't hear, so the Peter tingle, she didn't know it was coming, and the fact that the callbacks, like, those worked for her every time.
Oh, cool.
She laughed more than she normally does. There were some good jokes.
Yeah, I agree. That was a very funny movie.
Yeah. And I thought the In Memoriam, honestly, I thought they might slip Stan Lee in there somewhere, just put him in the background. I know they already said they weren't going to do it.
Yeah.
That his last cameo was, but if this is the end of Phase 3, this is technically the end. I was like, oh, if they're going to do this, where's Stan's?
Yeah.
They're not going to do a singlet of him. They can't.
Right.
So whose picture is he going to be in the background of?
That's a good question. Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, the third one will be interesting to see if this whole crew that you were mentioning, Betty, Brant, MJ, Ned, Flash Thompson, are all going to come back as kind of like Peter's helpers. Because Flash is the only one that doesn't know he's Peter. Oh, and Betty. Well, maybe he told. We don't know if Ned told Betty that Peter is Spider-Man, but the assumption was there. But Flash certainly doesn't know the Tony Revolori, that character.
Yeah.
He doesn't know yet, you know, so that may be a reveal in the next film. But yeah, I came out of it. I'm excited for a third one. I like what they did here. I don't like it as much as Homecoming, but I certainly like it. So that's the rating I would give.
It's not even a question to me. Homecoming was way better, but I had a much better experience.
Yeah, true.
There's a very good chance that first initial is now going to color my perception of a, you know, even in the second time seeing.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as effective.
Okay.
Because I don't have as much fondness built into it. Who knows?
Well, maybe it'll come up in Atomic Thunder and you'll revisit it if someone asks, one of the patrons ask.
Well, that's... They don't get to ask us to watch movies anymore.
Oh, no. But I mean, if they say, hey, did you go back and revisit it? Oh. What your thoughts are? And then maybe you can give another point of view.
Very true.
Possible.
Perhaps. Give me some time. Wait till it comes out on streaming because I don't think I'll see it again in the theater.
Fair point. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think that's it. All from us, those that got to hear this on Patreon before everyone else, we appreciate all your support over there. And if you'd like to become a patron, hey, we'd love to have you. It's over at patreon.com/the top 10 with the number 10. We put out all kinds of cool stuff every week. Tons of extra shows.
Yeah.
We're out there. We're balling. We're living it up. I'm at Matt Knost, MattKnost.
I'm at The Roka Says on Twitter and on Instagram. And follow both of us for all the stuff that we do and all the opinions we have about numerous things in the world. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed this spoiler review of Spider-Man Far From Home. And let us know what you thought of the movie either on Twitter or in the comments section. We always look forward to it. Remember, don't forget to give us ratings and give us reviews. If you haven't done one in a while, do one. And if you never done one, please do one. It always helps us move up in the rankings on iTunes and all the different platforms we have this podcast on. All right, thanks everybody for listening, and we will talk to you next time on the Top 10.